KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 57 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 81, with winds north at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Police in Creston say two people were arrested at around 5 a.m. today on drug charges. 31-year-old Todd Reiner of Des Moines and 24-year-old Emily Maxfield of Melcher were arrested on Spillway Road. Reiner was charged with possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond. Maxfield was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of paraphernalia. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,300 bond. The cost to make temporary repairs to levees impacted by spring flooding along the Missouri River continues to rise. John Lehow, Chief of Readiness and Contingency Operations with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern District, says recent dry weather has allowed their teams to access more levees for assessment.
Additional damages are being identified as the water continues to drop, and our field engineers are attempting to accurately assess the scope of damages to approximately 150 miles of damaged levees.
Lehow adds the amount of money that's been spent to temporarily fix damaged levees is growing.
Currently, the cost of these efforts is around $123 million, and it's climbing. Right, that's $3 million more than what we had last week. As of now, we're not anticipating any budget constraints regarding recovery efforts.
Even though funding is currently available, Lehow said there may soon be more competing claims for the money.
We are now approaching the peak of hurricane season. That's right around the end of August into Labor Day, early September time frame. The peak of hurricane season that will compete for the same resources that we have or we need for our recovery efforts.
Releases from Gavin's Point Dam in Yankton, South Dakota remain at 70,000 cubic feet per second, nearly double the average release for this time of year. Missouri River Basin Water Management Division Chief John Remus said adjustments in releases are now tied to precipitation, with mountain snowpack mostly gone.
The snowpack is all melted. We haven't necessarily seen all of it in the reservoir yet. But the main driver from here on out would be precipitation.
To date, 9 of the 51 damaged levees in the Omaha district have been temporarily repaired. Corps officials say it could be next spring before every breach. Mountain snowpack mostly gone.
The snowpack is all melted. We haven't necessarily seen all of it in the reservoir yet. But the main driver from here on out would be precipitation.
To date, 9 of the 51 damaged levees in the Omaha district have been temporarily repaired. Corps officials say it could be next spring before every breach in the system is plugged. Some Nebraska and Iowa businesses are struggling to recover from flooding that damaged their properties or otherwise kept customers away from their doors. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, World Herald, reported that businesses and boosters have been taking extra steps to send a message, and that is that our town's hurting Kearney's hotel and tourism industry. The Omaha World Herald reported that businesses... World Herald reported that businesses and boosters have been taking extra steps to send a message, and that is that our town...